Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimke Center for Wholeness. Ahimke is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimke is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimke Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimke Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimke.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimke Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Dynamic of harmonizing good. Allow it to flow through your soul because inside it will make you whole. I'm talking about you being you. Because no one else can set you free but you.
I'm putting gas in my car. I'm thinking about the war in Iraq. The air we breathe in is toxic and there's way more than that. The situation's international. Matter of fact, it's intergalactic. But don't make me get into that. Don't see how some be sleeping on the streets, while others they be living a life that's so sweet. I envision a world where everyone's needs will meet, living off the earth in harmony and peace.
The only reason some still be packing heat
is 'cause their lives is so incomplete. We were all born perfect with everything we need to be free. If something happened, man, we stopped believing all we could be. Let's remember we're a part of nature. Expressing love is what we're made for. Deep in your heart, the answer's not far. Let's come together now and play our part. It's all like what you see, and the pain's just too much to believe. Say, I can feel it calling me. I'ma be the change, it's all in me. One world in harmony, one world, one family. I ain't waiting on nobody, 'cause I'ma be the change, it's all in me. Hurricanes, tsunamis, wars and famines, between religions, misunderstandings, many different people with the same passions, just disconnected from our cause and our actions. It's time we recognize the law of attraction and see we receiving exactly what we asking. Am I focused on lack and limitations, fear and separation, and I'm open to a new conversation. I'm talking about the love vibration, everybody wants unification. A change is moving across the nation, yeah, we choose courage and real communication. It's 'cause we know there's no time for wasting. The state of this world is our creation. Let's take a good look around this place. Yo, turn off your TV now, it's time to face this reality. Yo, this is the real show. The human race, we've been so disgraceful. We say we want peace, yet we're so wasteful, killing all the life on earth to take up space for what? Yeah, we all want the same thing, but more stuff, happiness that won't bring. Yeah, we all know that we get what we give. Time's up now, how we gonna live? If you don't like what you see, and the pain's just too much to believe, say I can feel it calling me, I'ma be the change.
the bomb that will set you free. I know what I'm talking about.
Welcome and welcome again to the Play Experience. At the top, you heard George Gorillaz, Pure Imagination. You can find his music on EV as in Victor, zonemusic.com. Followed by Gina Marie, talking about if you don't like what you see, simply be the change. Be the change that you want to see. Thank you again for joining us on this playground where we are committed to passionately loving and appreciating who we are without a doubt. We continue this month with a conversation about the summer season. All the seasons, but particularly right now, the summer season, and what happens in that summer season. So with that, I have a few questions that's coming up for me. What's happening with your dream? What's happening with what you have always held as the strongest desire of why you are living? Is it being revamped somehow right now? I know I myself and other people that I've spoken with, it's being revamped from the inside out for me. What about you? Do you feel like your mission in life is still the same as what you held before? Or have you somehow gotten rerouted and found yourself on another street? We're right here. All of us are right here on this playground where it's truly part of our magic, our mystery, our miracle to share our soul's work, you know, just shining our souls for the world to see whatever it is. Have you fallen off the mark? Do you feel afraid? Do you feel like it's too much? It's just too much for you to handle. You feel like, I never finish anything. How can I pick all of this back up and start over without waiting on someone else outside of me? Am I fully committed? What must I do for it to be saved? It's all a part of you. It's all a part of me. Is there someone I need to call on? That's a good one. Or do I simply need to go within and find that quiet corner for about 3 days? Away from distractions. Away from everything that would keep us from expressing ourselves as God's perfect idea. This is the summer season in most places of the world. Is it your summer season? And if not, what season is it for you? And if it is, how do you feed it? What do you need to nourish it with to allow it to grow to its maximum ability, to its ultimate success? What must we do to be saved? I am so thankful to have my friend, my comrade, one of my very, very best friends on the planet, back with me today to help nourish as much as we can get nourished here in this 40 minutes. We're going to do what we can. We're going to sprinkle a little love here and there, a little love, a little laughter, a little peace, because we can. Just because we can. Just because we want to. And I give thanks for you being here. And if you feel that you want to sprinkle a little love, a little sharing, a little caring, a little nourishment, just call 347-426-3346 and just press 1. And we got you. We're going to be right there waiting for you at the other end of the cord. Thank you all that's in the chat room. Thank you all that's on the phone line for joining us here on the playground again. And welcome back, Ade, Life Coach Ade. What you got? What you got today, Life Coach Ade?
I heard that.
Yes, please. Please be familiarized, everyone. You said you heard that what?
I said I heard that. I said I'm ready to serve it up. And you said, what do I have today, Life Coach Ade? I'm getting ready to serve it up. And but we don't know. We'll find out once we get in the kitchen. So here's the menu. We've got some soul food. Yeah. Soul food. I can guarantee that. It is soul food.
It's soul food. That's what I'm talking about. Soul power live. Soul power
that's
to
right.
live. That's right. That's right. So let's refamiliarize those who don't know you. I know everybody knows you on the playground, but, you know, just give a little bit something to people who don't.
If you don't know me, then you need to go into that smaller playground and sit there until you figure out who I am. I mean, come, how could you not know? I mean, come on now. I'm the chief player.
Who
not
I'm here.
Country, to put the air, but I like to play. You got to know who I am. Come on now. Google me if you don't know who I'm. Who I'm in. Google me. Google will tell you a lot about me.
That's right.
People doing it already. But anyway, in all playfulness.
For those who don't have a computer.
That's right. Right. For those who. Yes, that's right. We'll make it easy on you. Well, you know. Who am I? What do people need to know? I really, the best title, the best way of describing myself right now is a freelance agent for God, a freelance agent for good, a freelance agent for life, because there's so much, you know, that for me, I'm a scientist. I love to study life, research life, understand life from my perspective, other people's perspective. And, you know, the more I dig, the more I research, the more I'm keep finding out, you know, there's got to be another way, a better way to do something. And as a matter of fact, all the ways are fine. It's just now that you've learned that way, is another way to do this. So for me, what I do, I'm a coach. I have a radio show Monday to Wednesday on Life Conversations Radio. And, yeah, go to Life Conversations. Life Conversations. No, more about me then. And then you get to hear more about me as we continue this conversation, giving, and being for what God wants to birth through each and every one of us. For now. Are you there?
No, it feels like a birthing. It feels like a birthing. I heard that breath. I heard that breath when that breath brought in all of God. I felt it all go in there. And then you breathed out everything. I heard it. I heard it. It went straight into the earth, and Mama Earth took it all. So, yes, indeed, we are talking about the summer season. We are embellishing on what we have talked about the previous 2 weeks. And if you haven't heard, go back and get in the mix. You know, you can go to Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com.
Life Conversations Radio.com. LifeConversationsRadio.com. Blog Talk Radio is out. They're our partners, and we love them. But if you missed it, it's LifeConversationsRadio.com. Just say IJS.
#IJS. Okay, so we just check each other here on the playground. That's okay, y'all. That's okay. No worries. check. Okay. So you heard it first. LifeConversationsRadio.com. Be the change you want to see. That's where you want to go. That's where you want to go if you want to hear any other show. So we continue. We're talking about sharing our souls even while everything else is going on. Continuing to be the same energizer bunny, the same person that wants to put forward that energy of love that they have to share. So when we talk about the gifts, you know, that people have, and they're wondering right now, well, what season am I in? You know, how do I know what season I'm in? You know, and the very best way to know what season you're in is to see whether it's just an idea that's just you're just thinking about, you're just thinking about it and 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 thinking about it. Okay, can I keep going? I'm spiraling. Yes, that is that stage. It's an idea. It's sparking you. It's your what is it? You have copulated with the thought, and you have, you know, placed it inside you so much that you're constantly, you know, feeding that thought. Now, when that is the winter season, when you are in the next season, which is the spring, it's when that idea has sprung forth somehow. You have put up a website, or you've talked about it with people, and you have actually done something to allow that birthing, that thing to happen where people can see it. It's sprung forth out the ground. The summer season is when it's a nourishing time to nourish that. This, what are we going to do for this baby now? How are we going to give it food to make it grow and be thriving and alive and awake? Yeah, and how what kind of foods are we going to do that's nutritious for that baby? What kind of things will add to that? That's the summer season, and of course, the fall season speaks for itself, where the fruit fall ripely into the earth to become new again. So when we talk about that, we wanted to talk about today how someone moves through even when and even so, you know, whatever season you're in. So, Ade, I want you to go ahead and shoot it forward like you normally do. I don't have to ask you a question because you already know the answer. That's how we roll.
Well, you know, I was thinking about earlier when you were talking about, you know, the seasons that we're in, and I'm reminded of the other conversations we've had the last few weeks, the idea of, you know, even within the season, we're also, you know, maybe in the winter season, but at the same time, we may be, there's a summer season in the winter season, because, you know, and I think about it, it's like, you know, life is not really linear. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. We what we're taught, and, well, let me phrase that. We've been conditioned
that life is linear. I understand.
Yeah, it's like we've conditioned that, you know, there's a winter, then there's a spring, and there's a summer. But it's not. And you said it, I think it was last week's show, you talked about that. Even within the winter, there's the summer, there's the spring. And I'm kind of just seeing that now. Now, there is always that part of the season that is more obvious. Because, when we look at daily life, our daily life, we can see that even sometimes when we're excited, we can get in touch with something that we're not happy about. or sometimes when we're sad or thinking about something over and over and over again, there's some things that is just manifesting. People getting us to call, they're calling us, saying, can I have a bit of that so-and-so that you create? Like, oh, sure, certainly. But there might be something else we're working on. And, you know, today's theme, today's conversation is around sharing. We played the song, Gina Renee. And I've been really, 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 really thinking about this. This idea of sharing, the people that are around me, clients, listeners, people that I talk to, friends, we do understand the power of giving, the power of sharing. And I think, and we are open to receiving more. So there are those of us who give freely and have mastered the art of receiving. So even though we're asking that we're ready to receive, energetically we're not. And then there are those of us who are saying, oh, I'm a giver. I love to give. But sometimes, under the guise of being a giver, we're taking. And then, you know, when you take all of that and put it into the season that we're all going through, what humanity is going through, from the way I see it, I think too many people are still waiting on the sideline with their arms folded, saying, my plants ain't growing. I ought to have no fruit. And rather than recognizing that, you know, I plant my seeds and I'm not in my harvest season yet, how can I go over there to the other farmer to support them? You know, they've been tilling the soil since 6 o'clock in the morning. Maybe I can help water. Maybe I can just go have a conversation. Maybe I can learn something from them. And I don't say that as a, you know, to kind of beat any of us up, not even myself. But what I do think and feel is we have been miseducated. We have been, the word that was coming, I'm not going to even justify it. The word that was coming, lied to. So, yes, if it's not the truth, it's a lie. We have been lied to that we must be so independent to make our lives work that we've forgotten how to interdepend. So when you talked about even while you're in your spring season, you may be having a winter experience or you may be having a summer experience. That's all interdependency. You know, while we think we need something, there's ways to give to others. It's all interdependency, but I think in the Western world, there's this sort of like being independent. There's you can be anything you set your mind to, which I think that's not a lie. That's a lie that you can do anything you want. I actually think that's a lie. So I'm digressing here, but I'm going to tell you why I think that's a lie.
Okay.
Yes, from a universal perspective, as God in action, God is in action, being spirit. There's nothing that spirit cannot do. But each and every one of us came on this planet to do something uniquely. So the people who are doing something, they say, so you can do anything you set your mind to, as long as it is in alignment with what you said you come here to do. Yes, you could do that. But sometimes we try and plant a seed that looks like what our neighbor is planting. If they can do, how come I can't do it? Because you are not focusing on your own seed. You're not focusing, you're nurturing, you're not paying attention to what kind of energy do I need to focus on to what I have to deliver. I mean, can you imagine farmers out there saying, oh, I know a farmer who makes the best orange, and oh my God, he knows, he prays with the seeds, he waters them, and his oranges are just like, oh, when you taste it, it's like tasting heaven. And all the other farmers saying, you know, that's it. I can do whatever I want, I'm just going to plant orange seeds because I want people to say the same thing about me. We're all going to miss out. And I think, I really do believe that we're in a space now where we are, and I've been saying this on my show, we are being asked to rethink value, to rethink what we call value, to rethink how we see ourselves in relationship to value, to rethink money, and to rethink our gifts. So rather than, I don't know what my gifts are, I don't know what I'm on this planet to do, give of yourself, period, even if you don't know how. How can I support someone else? And I say, I mean, personally, I see it around me. And working with people sometimes, it's hard to break out of the mindset of trying to survive because it looks like everybody else is surviving or thriving, whichever way you want to look at it. But in the theme of giving of yourself, is no matter what season you're in, it's important to ask, how can I be of service even while I'm in the cave? How can I be of service while I'm on top of the mountain? Because when we all give of ourselves or whatever we can give, then everybody benefits. It becomes a beloved community. You know, but within this world, I got to pay the bills. I got children to feed. I'm trying to build my own business. And we're all trying to build our own thing. And we've been doing it for years, and we still ain't quite there yet. It's like, yeah. And I really do believe that this conversation is just bringing us back, like, listen, you've got to interdepend. So that whole conversation, I'm independent, man, independent. Well, you're immature, because then there's another level after that. So there's another, and for me, I think this whole idea of sharing is about interdependency. Oprah is who she is today, not by herself. She has people supporting her. The Michael Beckwiths, the Ian LeVanzens, the Wayne Dyers, you know, all the people that are doing amazing work, the people that are touching our lives. Mother Teresa, again, they have people supporting them. But the message we've been conditioned to believe, the BS we've been sold is, oh, you got to figure it out yourself. And people, you know, we don't talk about self-made millionaire. Ain't nothing like a self-made. You didn't even make your own self. So what self are you talking about? Sit down somewhere. Mm-hmm. You know, so for me, this idea of sharing is sharing, not just sharing the gift that I have. Maybe I'm walking down the street and somebody asks for something that has nothing to do with what I think I'm here to do on this planet. How can I be of service? And when we do that, we all can reap the harvest of our own gifts, our own talent, and that's what it's called for now. We say we move into a consciousness of unity. Well, unity is, there's an interdependency. There's a unity between day and night. There's a unity between the sun, the trees, and the fruit, and the root. They work together, but us humans are still trying to figure it out. Yeah. You know?
Yeah, and I'm looking at that word interdependency, and then when you think about relationship and life relationships, and that's what it is based on. And just to go back to what you said about the seasons, and that you know when you're in your winter season, and you find that within that winter season, okay, it's the time for the seed to be planted in the soil. And at the beginning of that winter season is the winter season. You know, inside that winter season is this winter season where it starts, well, something triggers to make you even want to retreat into
right.
the soil. And then that next, just to, you know, take it home, the next part of it will be the springing forward, meaning that there's now a seed to put in the soil, you know, and then so forth. And then after it gets in the soil, then it's the nourishing that happens for it when it's in the soil. And then the fruition is when it's about to birth in the spring, you see. So it is in each season, something about that season, for that season, within that season, if that makes any sense.
Right,
and
right.
So,
right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And so that's really powerful, and the interdependency is dependent upon, for everything there is a season, everything, for everything. And when you ask mm-hmm. yourself, am I a part-time lover of the Creator?
Mm-hmm.
Just sit with it for a minute. Am I just a part-time lover where when things go good or something was bad and then all of a sudden switch and then I love the Creator? Or when I get some money and it just drops out of nowhere, oh, I love the Creator. Or when things, or are you, when the valley hits, when you go to the peak and you seem like you just hit the wave went all the way, receded. Is that a time to say, okay, well, I'm going into panic mode, I have forgotten the lover, my lover, the lover within me, the Creator, you know, that whole idea of in those old seasons and in those moments that there's a high and then there's a low and then it goes back up and then it comes back down, or whether you want to say in and out. But at all times, there's a cyclic energy that's going on within the season. So are you, again, I ask, a part-time lover where you know all that all the time, for real, that God is good? There's no time that God is not good. So that means that anything you're delivered, yeah, I'm going to say it, are the babies of your thoughts of what you could do from before. And it has to be from that beautiful winter season when it was produced.
Right.
So when you think about the whole idea of, am I a part-time lover of the Most High, or am I a full-time lover of the Most High? You know, when things are really bad or really good, it's the only time, and it's the very time to continue to open your love to this power source that we're all made of, you know? So you ask yourself, okay, well, how well am I wearing my soul? How well am I doing in these seasons? How well am I living my dream and my passion? You know, you can. I tell you how you can look at it. You can look at it, or how do you take special care of your heart, mind, and body, or do you expect someone else to? Are you looking for somebody outside yourself to show you that you are okay? When we're talking about interdependency, we're not talking about waiting for someone outside of yourself to give you that okay, and okay, they're going to do something bad, so that means that you're better than them. You get to judge or not judge, or we're not talking about that. Interdependency is allowing the God in you to create every resource from its source that you need and that you want and that you desire and that you know and are grateful for. You know? So how do you measure up in your own eyes is what it's really about. Because you can release the naysayers and embrace the yay-sayers. I love yay-sayers. I'm like, yay, you know, every text I'm sending, yay. Okay, I am just like, okay, I want a yay sayer. Then we got, Tracy just came, and Tracy Ann Miller just came in the chat room. She says, I came to play, here. It's so good to have you here, Tracy, thank you. And Swiper, and Mother Witch, and a lot of other playmates that we are so thankful for. But it's like, you know, I mean, just ask yourself, am I in love with myself? Are you in love with you? You know, how do you measure up in your own eyes? You know, is it gauged on how you rank with somebody else, or, you know, how much better than them you are, or how much better than you they are? You know? I mean, this is a good one. How well aligned is your description of yourself with that of someone who knows you and really loves you, you know, for who they know you to be? Now, that's a good one, because when you think about, you know, shining your soul in this season, and you think about, I'm out here to play this playground like no other. I'm going to work this passion. I'm going to be everything. And yet, okay, this is a good one, too. I got a lot of good ones today, right? So somebody sent me something, and some other people probably that's listening probably saw this. But this guy, I think he was an artist for the police or something, and, you know, a sketcher. You know how they sketch, you know, you tell the victim or whatever, tell what the perpetrator looked like or whatever. And so, anyway, he worked with somebody who was doing a experiment. And so they got different women from different walks of life, different cultures, all of that. And they had a person that didn't know them to describe them for the artist, right? And then they had the person to describe themselves, right? And the two different the pictures were, I mean, they described themselves to him, and he was you know, drawing what they said. When they went to look at the pictures, every single one of them, it just made your heart. I mean, every single one of them, the way that the stranger had described them to the guy was a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful person. Mm-hmm. And the one that they described themselves, you should have saw it. And they most of them just cried because it hit them that someone else, not even somebody who knew you and loved you, someone who just saw you and just saw your beauty, they saw the real you, you know, because when you were with them, you were really yourself. You were okay. Because you didn't know them. You know how we do when we're around other people. When we don't know them, you know, we could be anybody at that point.
Right.
So why not
be our best?
You know what I mean? We'll have nothing to lose and everything to gain, right? Because we can take some steps, right? So, the question is, are you in love with you?
And that's, you're knocking on my door, that's for sure.
Who's there? The truth said. Come in. Oh, damn. Okay. All right, I tell the truth. I said I'm a freelance agent for God. Why do you keep following me around, truth seer? Anyway, but I really like that. I mean, I love that story because one of the things, and I think, you know, this whole thing about season as well, if we pay attention, we're given the opportunity to see or look at ourselves, to reflect, to kind of look at how we feel, what we like and don't like about ourselves. We're always given that opportunity. And, I mean, there are times for me now, take it personal here, and owning this conversation is, there are times where I feel like, you know, I'm doing pretty good. And I don't know if I go as far as great, and I don't know why. Well, I know why I don't do it, because we've been conditioned, don't ever do that. But I can say, yeah, that's pretty good. Now, if I'm in the middle of doing something that I love, that I'm passionate about, I don't think, because I'm in a different zone, so I can't even say I'm thinking. But normally, say 50-50, I guess. Sometimes I'm like, I don't even know how that went. I don't remember what I said. I don't know. You know, now, here's a different perspective, though. When I'm working with someone, interesting, okay, when I'm working with someone coaching, I sort of get a temperature of my conversation or the work I'm doing with somebody. Like if I'm doing a radio show or I'm speaking somewhere, you don't always know the temperature. But the point I'm really trying to make here is there are times where I feel like I'm not doing enough. I think what I'm doing is no big deal. Everybody else is doing it. So I get kind of judgmental about my gifts, who I am. So when others are describing me to me through their compliments and their gratitude, I can be sometimes like, thank you. But as you were saying now, I've been really working with this last few, 24 hours actually. I spoke to Reverend Deborah Johnson yesterday. She brought up some stuff for me that I've been examining. There's something about us where we're harder on ourselves than other people. And it's a crazy, crazy way of thinking, believing, allowing ourselves to live an existence, to exist on this planet. And we become our own worst critic. We say, I know I said it, I am my own worst critic. Like they're going to give me an award for that. You know, it's like enough already. And why can't I see myself through the eyes of a stranger? What story, what am I gaining by holding on to a thought that is not feeding me? You know, we talk about season and we're using nature going back and forth. Can you imagine a seed that is put in the ground and it does everything to avoid the water, it does everything to avoid the sun and all the other thing that it needs to grow because, you know, I'm only going to turn into a tree and then a plant and then there's going to be fruits and people are going to take my fruits and not give. I mean, come on. It's like this ability to think independently outside of what's going on, we've become so hard on ourselves. So really, for me, Ambassador, this show is taking a turn when we talk about giving of your gift. It's like, for me, Ade, it's time for me to give myself my own gift. When I give myself my own gift, I am more empowered to give of myself, because when I'm strong enough, when I've had food, when I have enough energy, I can support other people. Now, we have, I know I have mastered the way to be there for somebody, to be there for them when they're going through a trauma, a crisis. Sometimes even though inside I'm like, oh, I can't wait to go home and sleep because my life sucks. But I just give it a gift now. What did you catch or what did I say?
I can't wait to go home because my life sucks. It's not like you're ready to leave them. It's just that, you know,
let me give you this. We've learned the art to pretend or be there for other people. Right, that's what I mean.
Right.
Go ahead.
That's right. And so what I want to give you is back to you right now, okay? Because when you were speaking earlier, I got this picture of this wonderfully fine gentleman who was really nicely dressed, and he sent me a video of him doing a sermon at a church, and he was really in his God self so masterfully. And I said, oh, boy, I know him. That's how I say. And it was so incredible to watch you in your God self, and that is when you were a full time masterful lover of the Creator. You were in that moment, and that's where you are every time you give yourself to a client or someone you're coaching or a friend or a family member, whoever. When you go there, in that place, and it's just the same as anybody, when they go there in their art and they go there in their music or in their accounting business or whatever it is that they're doing, lawyers or however they're doing what their passion is, what they really, really love, that light switch is on, that God energy, that awesome, supreme, yummy, yum, yum energy comes all over you, and you lose it, and you lose it. And what do you lose? You lose all of the foolishness, everything that was holding you back all the time, all of the judgments of yourself, all of those things that creep back in slowly like a turtle's like, here I come, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, you know, judgment here, you know, judgment here, I'm present, you know, it's all of that just creeps right back in once you, as if you have to be a part-time lover. Nobody has to be a part-time lover. We don't have to be a part-time lover. Yes, is it tough sometimes, you know, remembering that? Yes. But that doesn't mean that the simplicity of it is not real. The universe does. It does accommodate our views. It rearranges itself to accommodate our view of reality every time. Every time. So then if we are to have more, if we are to have the more of that good yumminess, that means what? That we have to shine our soul. This is as simple as that. We have to open up and give it up. We have to give it up at all times, because when we're giving it up, that God that is expressing itself to us is an indwelling God that is complete. And the thoughts that you're thinking at that time are begetting babies for the next time period, whenever that is. But it's the more you do it, guess what? You're moving out. That's what it's called, exercising the spiritual muscles. If you're doing more of God's stuff, that's when you're doing it. It's not about you just sitting and just meditating in the room and saying, om, and doing yoga and doing this and doing that. It's not just about those things. Those things are nice, too, if they nourish you. But that's not it. The thing is to be all the way passionate, to have that orgasmic energy going all the time. I used to always talk about in the sessions how the healing sessions are like a sexual intercourse. It's orgasmic. It's orgasmic because when you come out, you are high. You feel like you have had many multiple orgasms. I know. And this is real.
And especially.
And that's
especially
the same orgasm you get when you're doing your work.
Right. I was going to say, especially if the person you're working with is open. You know, this whole thing about sexual energy, we get kind of funny about it, freeze up. But really,
you have to have a partner.
When the other person's open.
Yeah, because you have to have a partner, you know, just like in any compilation. You know, if you're doing it with yourself, and you get it good with yourself. You know, with the creator within you. You know, there it is. Get it good. I'm saying, but if you're working with someone, of course, you know, that energy has to be streaming. That's the way the orgasm happens. That's why you can have a communication orgasm. You know, you can have a communication, and I love those. When you're just sitting there and you're just flowing and you're just talking, and all of a sudden you're about to go through the ceiling. Oh my goodness, oh my goodness. And people call it brainstorming. People call it masterminded. They call it a lot of things. I call it communication orgasm. Why? Because I like yummy talk. And so that's why, you know. Anyway, get out of there, brother. Okay. Get out. We didn't even take a break. We need to go take a break.
Oh, gosh, yeah, well, show's almost done. But you know something that I really. Yeah,
no.
we done broke already. We broke into a new realm. But you know. Welcome back.
I was gone, but I was organic.
Some people who were listening were like, whoa, wait a minute, what you just say? And other people were like, yeah, I'm feeling you. You're there. So some of us were with you, some were like, what? But, you know, but I got to say this, you know, talk about life not being linear. This is not a linear journey. And let's go back to this openness. I know we've got like 3 minutes, and I'll keep it short. I'll try. I was thinking about why is it that I'm hard on myself? You know, why do I do that? But what I heard was, you know, it's like if we go to, here it is, we go to a restaurant, we've been going there for years. And they treat us, you know, we know the waiter, we know the chef, everybody, the manager comes and say hello to them. But the minute we go there and let's take it out there, then we find a roach in the food or something horrible, we'll stop going. For the most part, you stop going to the restaurant. And when people say, what do you think about blah, 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 it's good, but last time I went there, we'll forget all the good experiences that we have. It's human nature. I really believe it's human nature. Now, what I heard, what I got is, rather than me beat myself up, that I'm always judging myself and keep stressing myself out, saying, why don't you focus on what you do well? Because when you were talking about a video I sent you, that's when I was hearing it. It's like, you know, it's natural to remember the pain, the painful experience. We remember the painful experience in life. We don't always remember the good feeling moment. We don't always remember that. So rather than hold on to that, just let it go. Let the fact that, you know, you're doing what you love and you're feeling God and you're just like having a universal orgasm, and let it go when you feel like you're beating yourself up. But if you're going to hold on to any of it, just understand it's all part of life. And what I heard when you were talking for me was, if I'm going to criticize myself for always criticizing myself, then I need to affirm myself for making myself allowing myself to do what I came here on this planet. So then they're side by side, rather than this story that I tell myself, oh, I'm harder on myself than others. I'm my own hardest critic. That's not true. Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm out there doing the work. So when we talk about giving of your gift, the importance of giving your gift, not just because you're trying to help somebody, because when you give of your gift, it will come back and heal you. As Ambassador mirrored me back to myself for me to look at it differently. But you know what? You can let go of the idea that you're judgmental of yourself. You're doing great work. So when we give of our gifts, we give into ourselves. You only get to keep what you give away.
Mm-hmm. And that's beautiful. And just to add something just at the end here, too, those two tools can be used effortlessly every day if we decide to use them, and that is to when that judgment comes in, when something comes, depression, despair, or just a little uncomfortability comes in to set in place, just being able to say, I remember when that good thing happened, and then maybe today I can do something again. Yeah, maybe what in this moment can I do to take it further? What can I do to give me that yummy feeling again? you know? And so, you know, and I know we can go on and on, and I really, really, really want everybody that's listening to write in or call in or email and let Ade know that we want him to continue this, because I don't know if I'm ready to let him go off the playground yet. I said this month we was going to do summer season, but this is just getting so good. So if y'all let me know how you feel about it, you can email me at ombasa@ombasa.com. And Ade, how can they reach you?
What is it? Ask, A-S-K at lifecoachade.com. A-S-K at lifecoachade.com.
Okay, well, I'm giving you this big, big, big playground hug. And I do want to say, make a correction. I said Gina Marie earlier, and her name is Gina Renee. And you can find her on Facebook. She was the one that delivered Be the Change. And we're going to take it out with Revival of a Love Story by Sherry Marie, one of our very favorites here at Life Conversations. Ade, I'm giving you a big hug. Mwah! Love you, love
you,
love you.
Back. Love you too.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We'll see you next week with bells on. We love you, we bless you, and we thank the Creator for you always. Ombasa out.